I thought it useless to explain that we borrowed the word marmalade from French, and that it means, in that language, any kind of jam. So I said, "But didn't you eat any of the famous French food?" "What? Me?" he said. "Of course not. Give me good old English food every time. None of those fancy bits for me." Clearly, travelling had not broadened his mind. He had gone to France, determined to live there exactly as if he were in England, and had judged it entirely from his own English viewpoints. This does not, of course, happen only to Englishmen in France. People of all different races, in all foreign countries, can be found judging what they see, hear, taste, and smell according to their own habits and customs. People who are better educated and who have read a lot about foreign countries tend to be more ready to accept and adjust to foreign things. But this is because their minds have already been broadened before they start travelling. In fact, it is easier to be broad-minded about foreign habits and customs if one's acquaintance with these things is limited to books and films. The Americans smile tolerantly over the absence of central heating in most English homes, when they are themselves comfortably seated in armchairs in their centrally heated house in Chicago. The Englishmen read about the sanitary arrangements in a certain tropical country, and the inhabitants of the latter read about the London fogs. And each side manages to be detached and broad-minded. But actual physical contact with things one is not used to is much more difficult to bear.